Blog Talk Radio.
Look at what time and what day the nation
Nazareno, as it were.
Has profaned it.
Great.
Even in that was it dedicated to the dedicated for sons and
sisters
and hearts and symbols.
So let's see if we can get what time of the year this is, Brother Chris. Thank God, 10:22. What time of the year did this go down? Dedication, what time of the year? What season is it in? John 10:22. Brother Chris is a theoroid. Yes, sir. John 10:22-23. What season is this in? St. John 10:22-23. Brother Chris Israel, the theoroid.
22:23. And it was at Da-da, the feast of dedication.
And who was that? Jerusalem polluted for Yahda Judah, right? The feast of dedication. And it was what?
Winter.
So this happened in the winter, right? Verse 23, who promoted this thing? Who gave it his nod of approval? And verse 23.
And Yahweh's son walked in the temple of Solomon's porch.
But Yahweh's son showed up for this event, right? In other words, he gave his approval. He threw his hat in the ring, right? Let's run back to that first Maccabees, folks. First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 55 through 61. First Maccabees 4, 55 through 61. Mother Israel, see you, Roy.
Dedicated the temple of Yahweh.
Verse 65 and 66.
verse 65.
Yes, ma'am.
And at that time, Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entering in of
Hamath
unto the river of Egypt.
Go ahead.
Before Yahweh, our Yahweh, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days.
So Solomon, that went up on him. He did 7 days, right?
Yeah.
He came back 7 more days, and whatever happened in verse 66?
66. Mm-hmm. On the 8th day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went into their tents, joyful and glad and mind for all the goodness that Yahweh had done for David, his servant, and for Israel, his people.
So the Maccabees, they must have been reading book, right?
Yeah.
They had to be reading the book. So Solomon did this 8-day feast for the dedication and prayer, right? First to First Maccabees, mother, eat. We could have had 57 through 61. Then we can get through this. I'm going to be out behind this. 57 through 61. Brother Israel, see you, Roy. First Maccabees chapter 4. 57 through 61.
First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 57 to 61.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 57.
Mm-hmm.
They take also the fourth part of the temple, the crown of gold.
Great.
And we're sealed. And the
gates
and the servants.
Chambers.
They renewed.
Come on, brother. Teach it. Pick that up.
All right, there. First Maccabees, chapter 4. Chapter 4. Okay, I'm right here at verse 57.
Mm-hmm.
They take also the forefront of the temple with crowns of gold.
Yeah.
And with shields.
Uh-huh.
And the gates and the chambers. They renewed and hang doors upon them.
Verse 58, come on.
58.
Yes, sir.
Thus with a very great gladness among the people. For that the reproach of the heathen, Esau and his 5 sons, Amalek, was put away.
They had to put him back. Got him up out of the temple, right? Verse 59, come on.
59.
Uh-huh.
Moreover, Judas and his brethren with the whole congregation of Israel.
Now, we read last night, Judas was nicknamed Maccabeus, right?
Yeah.
What do that name mean? Found out last night, what did that name mean? Why did he get the name of Maccabees? Why did he get that name? Why did he call him Maccabees?
He was a hammer.
He afflicted a pain on him like a slave. You see what he's saying? So that is why he got the name of Maccabees. The name is, he is a hammer, right?
Ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season from year to year.
Please.
By the space of 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
From the 20th day of the month, Kazar polluted for December with mirth and gladness.
Great.
60.
Yes, sir.
At that time also they built up Mount Yada, Judah. Well, high walls, strong towers round about. That's the Gentile. Esau and his 5 sons, Amalek, should come and tear it down.
Great.
As they have done before.
61, come on.
61. And they're a garrison to keep it. And
they sent there a garrison to keep it?
Yeah, and forfeited Bethsaida. Yeah, fortified Bethsaida. Yeah, Bethsaida to preserve it. That the people might have a defense against Esau and his 5 sons, Amalek.
Read that word there, what they call that?
Adumia.
Adumia for Esau and his 5 sons, right?
That's right.
Oh, that do. We're going to bring in Brother T. Israel and see Rory about friends. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahweh.
All right, now hold on.
Hallelujah. All right. All right, Mother Z Israel, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
We all know that, one moment, brother. We all know that peace will jump out coming Friday at sundown, all right?
Yeah.
We all on the note. All right, brother.
Right here, Brother Chris Israel. Go ahead.
Something about this piece of dedication, right? We read all this and then it's hard for me. It's good stuff, right?
Okay, what's the question?
Take my Sunday sunshine glasses off. If Yahweh don't change.
It don't change.
If Yahweh don't change.
But where can I read that at? That he don't change.
Okay.
Where can I read that he don't change?
Alright,
yeah, hold on. Hold on
right there. Oh.
You say he don't change, right?
Oh, hold on. You run there real fast. Malachi 3:6.
Okay, go ahead.
Keep going. Don't run, sir.
All right, Malachi.
I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Israel are not consumed. Oh, why is that? See, just like your father is the father.
Say what?
Isn't he up one? Isn't he like his father?
Why, yeah, Yahweh don't change what he got on the table.
Yes, right.
Okay, now where can I precept that? Now, you read Malachi 3:6. What's the precept on that, with Malachi 3:6?
He asked a question.
Yes, a question. Okay, what's the question about this?
Sir, this piece here, this whole
Carissa,
whatever they're doing,
And that's a word for December.
I know. I can't go with it. Why? Because Yahweh, then they talked, they read something about Yahweh even so. He did? Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, you say Yahweh okay. he don't approve of that. That's what you're saying? And that's the question, right?
It's not a thief.
Okay, let's go to John. Let's go to John real quick. John. Let's go to John.
I'm running.
Let's go to John. Yeah, we're going to John, yeah.
I'm here.
Let's go to John real quick.
I'm here.
Let's see what was going on. We're going to John. Okay, John 10 chapter. We're going to John chapter 10.
All right, here we go. I'll be with you.
I'll be with you there. Sister K Israel. Alright, John chapter 10.
Yeah.
Pick up that verse 22.
Yeah, I'm here.
John 10?
And it was.
Okay, and it was what? John chapter 10.
Judah.
The son of Canaan, go ahead.
The son of Canaan.
Okay, go ahead.
The feast of dedication, and it was winter.
Right.
You know.
Winter season, okay. 23?
23. Yahweh's son walked in the temple in Solomon's report.
So Yahweh approved him. Yahweh approved that he was there.
Just the support.
And that's what it reads?
Brother. I know you remember this, and I don't want to go there. Do you remember this? We was reading out in here, and the stair kept saying, "Brother Chris, what's going on with this? remember that?
I remember that, Chris. Let me get a cup of you, you know what I mean? Got the book of Exodus right there.
Okay. Exodus.
Yes, sir. Got the book of Exodus 25.
Exodus 25, I'm here.
Verse 17 through 19, verse 34 and 35. Exodus chapter 40, verse 22, verse 9, verse number 17 through 19, verse 34 and 35. Let the Christ Israel see you right. Well, yeah.
By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant. which was established upon that promise.
So the one that ordained this thing was Yahweh, right? Let's go back to Exodus. Yahweh the Son. Like we read in the book of St. John, chapter 10, 22, 23. He recognized this feat of dedication. St. John 10, 22 and 23. Did he recognize this feat or not? St. John 10, 22 and 23. Did he make his presence known in the temple at the feast of dedication? Yes, ma'am. What did he say?
And it was at Jerusalem.
It was in Yahweh, Judah, the deliverer of Jerusalem, of the kingdom.
The feast of dedication.
Go ahead.
And it was when?
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh the Father walked in the temple.
He walked in what?
In the temple.
He walked in the temple. Hold that point. Mother B. Israel, he walked in the temple on the feast of dedication, right? Let's see what he do when he comes to the temple. Mother B. The book of St. John, chapter 7. Let's begin at that verse number. Let's begin at that verse number 14 through 18. Let's see how he dealt with it.
St. John, chapter 7, verse 14 through 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
There about the mid of the feast.
Now about the midst of the feast, what did he do?
Yahweh went up into the temple.
He went where?
Up into the temple.
And did what?
And talked.
So when he comes to the feast, he do what?
Teach.
He was at the feast of dedication, what you think he did?
Talk.
Verse 15, come out.
Verse 15.
What did he do?
And the Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom,
Marvel
said.
Said what?
How knoweth this man latter?
Huh?
I know it. This man latter have never learned.
Even never learned. How do that guy know this? He didn't go to our institution. He wasn't in our camp. Verse 16. What did he say?
Verse 16.
Who is the author of all of this, Mother Z?
Verse 16.
Go ahead.
Yahweh the Son answered him and said,
say what?
My doctrine is not mine.
Go ahead.
But he
is.
Him that sent me.
Not only Yahweh's Son recognized this feature, but Yahweh the Father is on board. Verse 17, come on.
Verse 17.
Come on, Mother Zeke.
If any man or woman will do his will,
go ahead.
He shall know of the doctrine.
Go ahead.
Which,
whether
it be of Yahweh or whether.
Will it be of Yahweh the Father?
Will it be of Yahweh the Father or Yahweh.
Or whether I speak of myself.
Or whether I speak of myself.
Verse 18, come on.
Verse 18.
What did he say?
He that speaketh of himself.
Hold on, Mosey. He or she that speaketh in himself, right?
Right.
Mother D. of Israel, see you right. Let's run to 1 Peter 4, 11. 1 Peter 4, 11. He or she that speaketh of himself. Book of 1 Peter 4, 11, where they say, Mother D. of Israel, see you right.
1 Peter 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
If any man or woman speak.
Hold on, you got something you want to say, right?
Yeah.
Let's see how you got a deal, though.
Let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh.
Well, if you got something to say, you better bring some strength to the table.
That's right.
That's what you got to do, mm-hmm. according to the rules of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
If any man or woman minister,
yeah.
Let them do it as of the ability which Yahweh giveth, that Yahweh in all things may be honored through Yahweh the Son.
Come on.
To whom be praises and dominions forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Brother, chapter 11, Israel, see you ready. Ecclesiastes 12, 9 to 10. Come on. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. And 11. Ecclesiastes 12, 9 to 11. Brother Irvin, Israel, see you ready.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9 through 11.
What did he say?
And moreover.
Huh?
Because the teacher was wise.
He said, the teacher is wise when he do what?
He still taught the people knowledge.
Go ahead.
Yeah. He gave good heed.
Mm-hmm.
And sought out. And set in order many proverbs.
Verse number 10, what did he do?
The teacher sought to find out acceptable words.
You got
to
find out acceptable words. Go ahead.
And that which was written.
You got to bring forth something that's what?
Written.
We don't want to hear you flap your gums up in here. You got to put something on the table that's written. Go ahead.
Which was written was upright, even words of truth.
You got to bring something from the words of truth.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 11. Come on.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 11.
Go ahead.
The words of the wise are as gold.
Go ahead.
And as nails fastened by the masters of assembly,
mm-hmm.
which are given from one shepherd.
How many shepherds?
One.
One.
So if the teacher is wise, he's gonna bring something that's written, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's see if he got something written, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Sister Kate. Pick it up at Exodus 40, 1, 2, 9, 17 through 19, 34 and 35. Exodus 40, 1, 2, 9, 17 through 19, 34 and 35. So it's the K. Israel, the Senior Voice.
Exodus chapter 40, verse 1, 2, 9, 17 through 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus chapter 40, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
Yahweh doing the talking. Go ahead.
On the first day of the first month shall thou set up the temple of the tent of the congregation.
Verse number 9.
Verse number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt take the anointed oil and anoint the temple and all therein, and shall hallow it.
So what did Yahweh tell them to do? Tell them to dedicate the temple.
And
what
are you
telling them to do? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And all the vessels thereof.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be righteous.
It shall be righteous. Verse 17 through 19.
Verse number 17. And it came to pass in the first month,
mm-hmm.
in the second year,
yeah.
on the first day of the month,
wow.
that the temple was reared up.
Uh-huh.
Verse number 18.
Yes, ma'am.
And Moses reared up the temple and fastened his socket
mm-hmm.
and set up the boards thereof.
Good.
And put in the bars thereof
mm-hmm.
and reared up his pillar.
Good. Verse number 19.
Verse number 19.
What did it say?
And he spread the boards, the tent, over the temple and put the covering of the tent above upon it.
Above upon it? As
Yahweh commanded Moses.
So the word is given the order here is Yahweh, the son, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 34 and 35, what happened?
Verse number 34. Then a cloud covered the tent
mm-hmm.
of the congregation. And the greatness of Yahweh filled the temple. Verse number 35.
Yes, ma'am.
And Moses was not able to enter the tent of the congregation because the cloud abided thereon. The greatness of Yahweh filled the temple.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. First Maccabees chapter 4. The Monica Israel of Zeroy. First Maccabees chapter 4. Let's pick it up at verse number 42. Let's read a little bit. First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 42. Let's see if we can tie these
two to these. First Maccabees 4, 42.
What do you read?
So he chose priests of blameless conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Such as had pleasure in the Torah.
Go ahead.
Verse 43.
What did they do?
Who cleansed the temple.
Uh-huh.
And bare out the defiled stones into an unclean place.
Go ahead.
mountain of the temple
mm-hmm.
in a convenient place until there shall come a seer to show what should be done with them.
Verse 47, come on.
Then they took pole stones according to the Torah instruction.
So, what's up, according to who?
The Torah.
This, the Torah is the first five books. We just read what Yahweh told Moses to do. They doing the same thing right here. Come on.
And build a new altar.
They did what?
Built a new altar according to the former.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 48.
Yes, ma'am.
They made up the temple.
Uh-huh.
And the things that were within the temple.
What was in the temple?
And how?
Well, hold on. What was in the temple? Let's go back to the Exodus. Mother Eve. Okay, Exodus chapter 40. Let's look at verse number 17 to 19. Let's see what they did. Let's see if Yahweh is in charge, large and in charge of this thing. Exodus 40, 17 to 19. Mother Eve Israel is being right. Come on.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
And it comes to say,
mm-hmm.
in the first month,
yes, ma'am.
In the second year,
mm-hmm.
on the first day of the month,
wait.
That the tabernacle of the temple was ready, reared up. Verse 18.
Cut down to verse number 22.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the paper in there. Tenth of the congregation upon the sides of the tabernacle, the temple,
mm-hmm.
on board, without a mouth.
Verse 23. What did he do?
And he set the brick head in order.
Go ahead.
Upon it, before the Yahweh, as the Yahweh had commanded Moses.
Who's in charge of this?
Yahweh
is giving the orders, right? He said to Moses. See that you make it after the pattern that's in heaven. Is that what he saying?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24, come on.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
And he put the candlestick.
Whoa, we read it in Maccabees, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Same story. Say it, read on.
Of the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Over against the table. On the side of the tabernacle.
Thessalonians 5, look at 20:21 there.
What you up?
Sister Jones,
First Thessalonians chapter 5:19-20. Let's see what it says there. First Thessalonians 5:19-20. First Thessalonians 5:19-20. That was excellent.
Okay. First Thessalonians chapter 5:19-20.
Mm-hmm.
Quench not the spirit.
Right.
20. Despise not prophesying.
Right. Right.
First. No, that was the first one I was reading.
All right, go ahead.
That was 19-20.
Read up 21 then.
Read it all, okay. Verse 21, prove all things.
What does that do?
Prove all things.
Prove all things, go ahead.
Hold fast that which is right.
So otherwise, prove all things. Now, let's see how you prove everything. Let's go to 1 Peter, Sister Kay, and find out how do you prove all things, 4:11. Let's see how you prove all things. Let's see how you prove all things. They had a great meeting of the mind when children of Israel came together. When they came together, they always had they swore with them to examine the matter through the scriptures.
That's right.
4:11 says what, Sister Kay?
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11 says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of Yahweh.
If any man or woman speak, what is the rules and regulations?
Speak as the oracle of Yahweh.
That you speak the oracle. That means you speak the word. So if you got anything to say, you got to have a scripture.
Right.
They came together when they had any kind of spirit or whatever type of way, and they had their book with them, and they had the scripture there, and they went over the scripture. So that's how you stay decent in order. Now read that 14:40, Sister K. Or 1 Corinthians 14:40.
Mm-hmm.
See, whenever you understand when you're building something, you got to build things according to the Bible. The Bible tell you how you do things verse 40 says what?
40:14?
Mm-hmm.
14:40.
Yeah, what'd it say?
1 Corinthians 14.
Verse 40.
Chapter 14, verse 40.
Yeah, what it
says. And it says, let all things be done decently and in
order. So you got to do things what kind of way?
Decently and in order.
Then back to the 37. This is what it says in 37.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse
37. Mm-hmm.
If any man think himself to be feared or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the
foreign instructions. So Paul, everything he had that he was telling the northern kingdom is about what again? The Torah instructions. Then now look what Paul said behind that, the next verse, a little bit louder, okay?
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 38.
Yeah, listen what he said behind that.
But if any man be ignorant.
If any man want to be ignorant.
Let him be ignorant.
By himself. Back to brought to Israel.
Hell, Yahweh. All right.
I got it.
All right. Okay, Mother Z. Give me that Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
But the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour where you ought to stay.
That's right, in that same hour, the righteous spirit will teach in that same hour which you ought to say. All right, going to Songs of Solomon. Songs of Solomon, that's one of the forgotten books. I'm going to Songs of Solomon, chapter 17. Chapter 17. Yeah, Songs of Solomon.
Right here. In our 14 book, forgotten book.
Going to Psalms of Solomon, 17. Yes, Psalms of Solomon. Yes, in the forgotten book.
What verse?
Pick up. They don't say a verse. I just put, but pick up what says, for Yahweh will make him mighty. Songs of Solomon.
What chapter?
Yeah, chapter 17. Which says, for Yahweh will make him mighty by means.
You say the Songs of Solomon, chapter what?
17.
Right here. Right. That's
what I'm trying to get it right here. Songs of Solomon, chapter 17. Songs of Solomon, chapter 17. Right, all right, Muddy. Okay, so Yahweh will make him mighty by the means of his righteous spirit and wise. Now, what makes you wise? Yeah.
You're going to preach that wise, understanding, strength of righteous. And wise. What makes you wise? Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter what? Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 6. Is that the precept on why you be wise? I'm at Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 6. This will make you wise. Mother D.F. Israel, just go to Timothy. This will make you wise right here. We're going to Timothy real quick. All right. Make that 2 Timothy. All right, we're going to 2 Timothy.
No, I'm talking about Deuteronomy. He ain't talking about Calvary. That's not the wisdom he's talking about.
No. This, the last thing be just decent in order. Yeah, we're going to Timothy. All right, this will make you wise. Going to Timothy.
Pick it up in verse 14, Captain. Pick it around about verse 14. Get warmed up in there. Pick it around by verse 14. Let me on look.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14.
Listen to this.
But continue in things which you have learned.
So the main thing, you got to continue in what you have learned. And see, and one thing about it, if you drop what you have learned and hold that point right there, let me get a precept, and then you end up over here and of D.F. Israel in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, you being up in this, verse 6. Let's see what it says in verse 6. 1 Timothy 3, verse 6. So you got to continue in what you have learned. Now, let's see now how you precept that out of there. 3, verse 6 and 7. Of 1 Timothy. Listen to this.
1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 and 7.
Yeah, listen here. Yeah, 6 and 7. Let's see what it says in 6 and 7.
Not a novice
means a beginner. Somebody that came a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
They got their mouth going and they only came a couple of hours ago in timeline. You got to continue in on what you have learned from those that are stable in this word, not as Johnny come lately. That was a novel name. Go ahead.
That's being lifted up with pride.
Kick in is what gonna kick in?
Pride.
See, when you dare from here to there, all thing you gonna be able to run on is pride, because you're not gonna remember no scriptures. You don't have a clue what's going on, and you can't find nothing. You only want to be an argumentative. Go ahead.
He follows him to the condemnation.
Did you fall in what?
Condemnation.
Oh, who?
Or the devil.
You see what happens? See, when you end up letting a novel start trying to teach you what you need to know, you're going to end up in the condemnation of who?
The devil.
You hear that about that?
Yes.
That what it says? What it say in verse 7, then?
Verse 7.
What?
Moreover, he must have a good report.
See, you got to have it. What kind of report?
A good report.
Now, what is a good report that we can read, Mosey? Read a good report in Romans chapter 7, verse 12. What's a good report? What is a good report? Check that the gate outside there. You see anything on it?
Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the Torah instruction is righteous, and the Torah instruction righteous and just and good.
Oh, so what is just and good? The Torah instruction. Anytime you trying to figure out something, always go to where?
Torah instruction.
Why so?
Well,
that's good. And then what do we say, Mosey, while y'all read over there in Psalm 11, verse 3? Then what are you trying to tell us in 11, verse 3? Yeah, what are you trying to tell us? Yeah, what it say? What it say?
For I said then.
11, verse 3. Psalm 11, verse 3.
He's preaching something about that wise. He was at Song Solomon.
otherwise understand, you got to be able, you got to let the best of them say a statement, then go in the Bible and show them, if they believe the Bible, they're supposed to believe the Bible. You don't believe personality from a novel. The Bible tell you this is the way, and now you're supposed to do, just walk in it. People just tell you a lot of things, but you got to always prove things from the Bible to see it so. So when you go and read what the foundation's been laid already, now go back, Brother Teen, let's read again back to the 10th chapter, verse 22 of St. John. So now when you got your foundation laid, when 10:22 jumped on the table, you know, you understand that you got your foundation laid. You ain't stumbling around because your foundation has been laid. You ain't hanging around a novel, a beginner that sound good. You hang around people that know scripture. You see? And they can tie it in and paint the picture. Now go back to 10:22 one more time. Now listen to verse 8. Come on.
John chapter 10, verse 22, and it reads.
Listen to this.
And it was at the southern kingdom, Yadah Israel.
And it was the southern kingdom, Yadah Israel.
Feast of the dedication.
It was a feast of dedication. Now it was a feast of the dedication that was already talked about in the book of Maccabees, where Brother Yahweh had already brought up. That was the feast of Maccabees. So they say, look here, we're going to whoop Esau and his five sons real good. We're going to celebrate a day, and we're going to put it on the table ourselves. But nothing will stand, nothing is going to stand unless Yahweh allows to stand.
Yes.
So if there's no count, then he ain't going to be bothered in it, will he?
Right.
So now see what Yahweh doing on that feast that was set up way back in Maccabees for recovering the temple, getting everything in order from 146 B.C. Let's see what's going on now. So here it is now, about 200 years later. Now here comes Yahweh the Son. We heard the Maccabees set up this feast called Dedication way back there in 146 B.C. Now, we're going to find out right now if it stands. That means Yahweh part of it. Let's see what he's doing on the Feast of Dedication 200 years later.
And it was winter.
And what time was it?
Winter.
So that feast was in the winter. What happened?
23.
What?
And Yahweh the Son walked in temple.
And Yahweh walked into the temple.
In Solomon's Porch.
It was called Solomon's Porch. That was the temple, also called Solomon's Porch too. So he walked into the temple. So Yahweh came from Galilee 70 miles to keep that feast. In the snow. It was winter. He walked 70 miles to keep that feast. And that feast is an 8-day feast. So he done it. So it was done if it wasn't that Yahweh allowed it, why is he keeping it? Why he coming 70 miles to keep it? See? He walked. He said he walked. And he coming out of Galilee. So that feast that come up next Friday, Yahweh the Son, he kept it. Huh? Now back in the third chapter, let's find out exactly that word Solomon's Porch is interchanged by reading Acts 3:1. Let me show you how you just hear a statement and go in the Bible and take care of business. Let's look at what it's reading in Acts 3:1. Pick it up, Bucky. 3:1 of Acts. Let's see what's going on in Acts 3:1.
Acts chapter 3, verse 1.
What did it say?
Now Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, and John went up together.
Where?
Into the temple.
So they went together in the temple, right? They went together in the temple. That's what they did, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's see when you precept that and find out exactly what it's also called in the third chapter that we all can read together. Verse 11. Now pick up verse 10, make it sound good.
Acts chapter 3.
Now read verse 8. Now I want to hear the word again. Verse 8.
Acts chapter 3, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And he leaping up stood.
He leaping up stood.
And walked.
Where?
And entered with them into the temple.
So he went to the temple too, huh? And what were they doing in verse 9?
Verse 9.
What?
And all the people saw him.
And all the people saw him.
Walking and praising Yahweh.
And they were walking and praising Yahweh. Go ahead and read. Look at this. 10. What?
And they knew that it was he.
They knew that was he.
Which sat for arms.
Sit at arms.
at the beautiful gate
uh-huh.
of the temple.
Of the temple, huh?
They were filled with wonder
uh-huh.
and amazement
mm-hmm.
at that which he had happened unto him.
So we clear all this going on at the temple, right?
Yes.
Verse 11.
And as the lame man.
As the lame man.
Which was healed, held Peter and John.
Yep.
And all the people ran together.
They ran together.
Unto them in the porch.
Yep.
That was called Solomon's Greatly Wonder.
You see that? It's called Solomon's Greatly Wonder. So the same thing, you know, the same thing, the temple. Mm. So otherwise, you got to hear a personal statement. Then if you can go in the Bible and take care, you take care. But what you don't do is try to memorize what somebody else done told you. Because if they're about the word of Yahweh, you'll match the Bible up with what it'll be saying. The Bible will point exactly what's going on. So this feast day that's coming up next Friday night will sit up by the Maccabees, but Yahweh the Son was all about it. So was all the Israelites too. Everybody followed that because they followed Yahweh's lead. Now here comes Yahweh one more time back over the ball tee. 10:22. Now, St. John. Now let's watch Yahweh. Everything set up. Solomon's porch. Solomon is the same thing as Yahweh's temple. Same thing. Interchangeable. So here comes Yahweh. 70 miles walking in the snow. Here he comes walking in the snow 70 miles away. Let's see what he's doing.
Chapter 10, verse 22.
What happened?
And it was at the southern kingdom, Yada Israel.
Oh, it was at southern kingdom. So Yada is taking the lead. Because they're going to take the lead on everything. When yes. you lead tribe, you got to make sure you lead by example.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Feast of the dedication.
It was a feast of who?
Dedication.
Okay, so Yahweh 70 miles away, and they got a feast called dedication. If it ain't about nothing, guess where Yahweh would have been? He stayed where he was at. Huh? Now, he come with his winter clothes on, right?
Yeah.
70 miles for what reason?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And it was winter.
Winter.
23. And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple.
He walked in Solomon's porch, the temple.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Right. Okay, that's in the verse
23. That's it. That's it. So he came on the feast of dedication to keep the dedication feast exactly the way it was written, 8-day feast. That's over there. So there he is if they're coming to that feast day, being all in that feast day, but they can brag about what they did that he allowed them to do to Esau and his five sons, beat them up real good. And that's what the feast is all about, the memoration of how we liberate ourselves from Esau and his five sons.
Yeah.
So that's why the feast was so long. So he came in the feast, got his wine, and ran back. Yeah, we whooped real good back in the days, didn't we? Yeah. And that's what it's all about. So, back to Bo T. Israel.
Yahweh. It's all about. Okay. All right. I had left off on something, dog.
All
right, the big general. So, Joel, the big general. All right, we go on to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:15.
Big Joab, the big general. 3:15, that's what it reads.
2 Timothy 3:15.
Yeah, so we done a whole lot of precepting in verse 14. So we clear that you got to be very careful on where you learn things from and don't let a novel kick you down the wrong direction do you lose. Now verse 15. 3:15.
2 Timothy 3:15.
Yeah, what it say?
And that from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures.
Mm-hmm. So he said, from a child you have known these righteous scriptures. So a lot of people they have learned this from a child, but a lot of them is learning now.
Yeah.
These righteous scriptures. Go ahead.
Which are able to make thee wise.
And that was the key word that he was looking for, wise. See, the scripture will make you what? It'll make you wise. And how we know you wise, put a marker there, Big Joe, and run to 8th chapter, verse 1 of Ecclesiastes. Not only you'll be wise, you'll be wise where you'll be so wise that what happened that we can read, Big General, and Ecclesiastes out of the regular book 8, verse 1. You'll be so wise that how we know you wise, let's find out 8, verse 1. We're going to find out 8, verse 1. We're going to find out 8, verse 1. We're going to find out 8, verse 1.
I like that.
Ecclesiastes 8, verse 1.
Ecclesiastes 8, verse 1.
Yeah.
Who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
That's how you're wise. We'll see it. All right, we got another precept on that. On that wise. All right, we're going to Daniel 12. Daniel 12. This is Monica Israel. Give me Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Pick up at verse 3.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
So that leads into many to righteousness, right? Amen. Righteousness. Got the brother Urban Israel. Many to righteousness. We go on to Psalms 119. What is righteousness? Psalms 119. Psalms 119, 142.
144, 172. Psalms
119, 142, verse 144 and 172. Yes, sir. Psalms 119, verse 142. Yahweh
righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. And Yahweh Torah instruction is the truth. That's the truth.
144. The righteousness of Yahweh testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
The righteousness is that testimony, that covenant. 172.
Psalms 119, verse 172. My tongue shall speak of Yahweh's word. So all Yahweh's Torah instructions are righteousness.
All of it is righteousness. Deuteronomy 6:25, Sister K. Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall be our righteousness.
if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Yeah, commanded us. I, and this, and always keep this in mind, Deuteronomy chapter 4. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Verse 5 and 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Big General. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. 5 to 8.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 to 8. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh, my Yahweh, commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it.
Like the land we in, right? This is our land. It's also our enemy land as well, too. Wherever we go, possess it. Verse 6.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in that sight of the nation, which shall hear all these passages and say, surely the great nation is a wise and understanding people.
They not saying that now, but it's coming. And we'll be saying it because they're going to get that knee right. All right. Verse 7.
For what nation is there so great? For who hath Yahweh so nigh unto them as the Yahweh, our Yahweh, and is in all things that we call upon for him?
Call upon him for.
8.
Go ahead.
And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous at all? This Torah instruction which I set before you this day.
That is set before us this day. All right. Okay. All right, back to that Psalms. Go ahead. All right, back to that Psalms.
You got something,
yes,
Sister Kay?
Yes, sir.
What you got there, Sister Kay?
I got Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 16.
Oh, that's what meaning was good here.
So Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Wherefore, the law is righteous, and the Torah commandments righteous and just and good. Verse number 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good.
And what is the law, what that means? The law, what that means? The law means 35 books.
That's right.
Torah instruction. So when you see the word law, in most cases, it means Torah.
That's 35
right. Books. So what Paul's telling them, he consent to the law, the Torah, the first 5 books. You got that, Sister Kay?
The law,
Torah, first 5 books. So Paul said, I'm all with it. Whatever y'all got going on, if it lines up with the first 5 books, I'm with you. That's what Paul's saying.
Yeah.
So that's what he's saying. So whatever y'all got going on, if the first 5 books support it, I'm with you. We can live by that. Now, why did he say that we can read? Let me show you. Let me show you why he said that. The big general. Let's find out why did he say that. See, remember, you got to paint the picture. And he'll give you that spirit once you comply with the order of things. He'll give you a spirit on you. Well, let me show you why he said that. He made that statement because something is written that we all supposed to read together. And that's when you know the Spirit is on you and your faith will shine through Scripture. your face will start shining, so you're going to be thundering all around on the place and have no statements and no scriptures. And let's see exactly what we're talking about. He said, what did he say again? What that verse read again? What Paul said again? What did he say again, Sister Kate?
Romans chapter 7.
Yeah, what did he say again? What word did he say?
The law.
Yeah.
First five books.
Right. Torah and stuff. What did he say? What did he say again? Keep reading. What else did he say, Sister Kate?
Wherefore the Torah
is holy,
right.
It's righteous,
and the Torah instruction righteous and just and good.
So he let them know that if they
want to
bring something to him, they got to do what?
Keep the Torah instruction.
Now let's precept that big journal to the 24th chapter, verse 14 of Acts. Now he explained what he means. He gonna explain what he means in Acts 24, verse 14. He can explain what he means. Now he can explain what he means by that. So he said, whatever problem we in right now, we must use Torah instruction to get up out of it. That's what he's saying.
24, verse 14. Acts 24:14.
Listen good.
But this I confess unto you.
All the ones that enter the discrepancy, he said, I confess unto you. What?
That after the way which they call Hershey.
Yeah, call hearsay. You know what hearsay is. Well, one said one thing, one said another.
He say.
Huh?
He say, she say.
Yeah, right. He say, she say, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So worship
who?
The Yahweh of my Father.
So Paul is letting them know he worships who?
Yahweh.
Of who?
His Father.
Of his Father. Watch it now. Come on now.
Believe in all things.
Wait a minute. He about believing what?
All things.
Oh, he believe all things. Let's see what he mean by he believe all things.
Which are written in the Torah instruction.
Ain't that something? He believe all things what?
That's written in the Torah.
I believe it. If you be showing Torah instruction, what we in saying we got wrong in the Torah instruction, I believe it. Mm. So you both believe all things that's what?
Written.
Well. And they're going to tell you who both the administrator, go ahead. And
the prophet.
And the seer.
Yeah.
So he tell you what you're supposed to believe.
I got some.
You say you're supposed to believe everything that's written in Torah instruction, and he threw a little wrinkle in there. He said you got to believe who?
The
seer. You got something? You got something, Captain?
Deuteronomy 32:7.
Let's bring it out. Bible study class. Oh. Try it again. Make sure you read about that first.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 32:7. What it say?
Remember the days of old.
Years
of many generations.
Yes.
Ask your father.
He will show
you.
Uh-huh.
The elders.
Yep.
And they will tell you.
And what the elder's job will do?
They will tell you.
See, the elder's job is to tell you. So whatever something going on, they're supposed to grab the Bible and show you what the Bible's saying to the father. Then the father teach the mother. And the mother teach the children. That's how it goes. So whenever you're discussing about anything else, you supposed to go see who?
Yeah.
You got to go see them. Yeah. Now, let's run to 15:15, that big general of Acts. Acts 15:15, big general. So, you see, it's always, if you do things decent in order according to the Bible, you always will be on the right track if you follow what's written. How is lined up in the Bible, just take all the puffed up fears out the way, and see what the Bible say, and then follow that first, and see what that works for you.
Protocol.
That's all. Follow protocol first. Then see what how that works for you.
Acts 15:15.
Yeah, what did it say?
And to this agreement.
He said, unto this was the agreement come in at. He said, it's about something to agree on. He said, this is what you do to get your agreement on. Go ahead.
agree the words of the seer.
But you believe the word of the who?
Of the seer.
What kind of way? Read.
As it written.
You believe the seer when he show you what the Bible says. You said that's the Bible saying, you don't precept that, that's the end of it, let's go to something else. But then he put a wrinkle in there. The captain, Urban, he put a wrinkle in there. Let's go to Luke. Then he put a wrinkle, he put a wrinkle in there. And this is what he said. He says in verse 24-25, what did he say?
Luke chapter 24, verse 25.
What did he say?
Then he said unto them.
Then he said unto them.
Oh,
what did he call them?
Fools.
Why?
And slow of mind to believe.
What?
All that the seers have spoken.
You gonna believe how much?
All that the seers have spoken.
Now go to 1 Corinthians back to Brother T. Israel. Now go to 1 Corinthians 14:38 one more time.
1 Corinthians.
But he came, what you're supposed to believe.
1 Corinthians 14:38.
Okay. So now, if you follow the order of the Bible, you would not be confused. You understand the protocol of things, how it's supposed to go. And then all of a sudden, you'd be running just like Brother Yacht making garments, sewing machine-wise. And you'd be rolling.
Oh, okay.
14:38, bring it.
1 Corinthians 14:38.
Look at God.
But if any man or woman be ignorant.
But if you want to be ignorant?
Let them be ignorant.
You be ignorant by yourself. Back to Brother King Israel.
All right. Second Chronicles 20:20. Mother E. Israel.
Get your old big mouth. No more look backwards. Now, look, give him some book over there
and
read. Come on,
help
him out. Give him some over there and get work.
All right, Big General, Brother Joel.
Yeah,
Big General Israel. Second Chronicles 20:20.
Get my grandson over there. Get my grandson something to work with over there.
Let him hear a little something.
Wait a minute. 20 what? 20.
Yeah, pick up where it says believe.
You got all you need?
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta raise up these armies. Not an army. But you gotta first get an order of things. You gotta have an order going.
Pick up what says, hear me.
Make sure you write it down, grandson. Write them verses down, grandson. You might give me a pen.
You said which Chronicles you say?
Second Chronicles. Yes. Yeah. Whip my grandson over here. Get him ready. Yeah. We turn out warriors. Bible warriors coming up. Yeah. Then we're going to take care of WCC. Then we're going to take care of you, WCC. When we get these warriors together, we're going to take care of you. But the warriors got to be the warriors in the word of Yahweh. I got to get a precept out of that. Mother Z, give me a precept out of that. 4 verse 6 in Zechariah. 4 verse 6. Mother E, give me a precept. 4 verse 6. But we can be clear how this thing going to work. Zechariah 4 verse 6. Come on up, Mother E. Give me a precept on that. But we be clear for my grandson to get ready over here how this thing gonna work. Yeah, 4 verse 6. What it say? Yeah, write down, grandson. Help him out. Help him out, grandma.
I'm going to help him find him.
Perfect. You can write it down. 4 verse 6. What it say? What it say? What it say?
Oh,
this is the word of who?
Yahweh.
Okay, well, what is the word of Yahweh? Yeah, what did he tell Jerubbaal?
Not by my might.
It would not be by might. So otherwise, you can pump all the iron you want, it ain't going to work that way.
Not by power.
Okay, how fast you can run and jump.
But by my spirit.
It will be by my spirit. It will be by my spirit. How this thing going to work, from how we going to get this thing going, will be by the spirit. And what is that spirit that we can read? Big general. Let's read the spirit. St. John 6:66.
Yeah.
6:63. Let's read the spirit we got to get ourselves into. What kind of spirit we got to get ourselves off into?
St. John
6:63. Backed up with my fat grandson. I'm going to let you find the verse. Let me see how you sound anyway. Proverbs 1:23. I want to hear how you sound.
I got some
still too. Okay, what? All right. Let me knock this out then. Yeah. You got some. I want to hear my grandson read Proverbs 1:23. You got about 3 minutes to find it. Come on up.
You said what?
Proverbs 1:23. After the big general read on St. John 6:63.
St. John 6:63.
Listen good.
It is the spirit that quicken the flesh.
Dropping nothing. So, the spirit is what bring it alive. The flesh, touch your knees, ain't going to profit you nothing. When it's time to take care of Yahweh's business, to touch your knees, put it to the side, and take care of Yahweh's business. That ain't going to profit you by touching knees when it's time for Yahweh's business. That's what he's saying. You ain't got to be arguing and fucking and fighting. When it's time for Yahweh's business, take care of Yahweh's business. Come on, grandson, 1:23, what it say? Proverbs 1:23, what it say? I'm going to hit my grandson out over there. You see, he's struggling big time over there. Proverbs 1:23. Come on, grandson. We got a national to listen to you.
I don't know how to read.
You don't know how to read? You can't read that, grandson.
Need a light right now.
1:23. Somebody, help him out, grandma. Proverbs 1:23.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, we've been ready. Proverbs 1:23. Come on, grandson. Make granddad proud. Make him proud. Huh?
Tell you at my reproof. Behold. I will pour out my spirit
up on you.
Unto you.
Yeah.
I will make known my words unto you.
So that's how we're going to take down all the nations, all the gainsayers through the what?
Through the word.
The word is powerful.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let's read that since you said that. Let's go to the book of Hebrews 4:12. Did you say that, grandson? Let's pull that out.
That's
right. Come on, grandson. 4:12. Come on.
Take advantage of the young man.
More turn pages and less big ears and be little mouth. Come on, give me 4:12.
I get that a lot.
Give me 4:12 now. Give me 4:12. You made a powerful statement, so I gotta back you up. Granddaddy got to brag you up, 4:12. The word of Yahweh. We got to bag you up, grandson. 4:12. That's right. A little bit louder, because the world listen. A little bit louder, grandson.
For the word of God.
The word of Yahweh is what?
Quick and powerful.
Didn't you say the word was powerful? Yeah. The word is quick and it's powerful.
It's sharper than any
two-edged
sword.
That's right. Go ahead.
Piercing even to the dividing
A soul and spirit.
And what is it? What else the word is, grandson?
In a joint and marrow.
It'll cut you down in your joint and your marrow. Go ahead.
And it's a discerner.
It's a discerner. That means you can read this Bible and look at somebody in the corner of your eye and you say that word is cutting them up. It's a discerner. Go ahead.
But it's also intense of the heart.
Even from the thoughts of your mind, that word will bring, will make you say something. It'll pull it out on you. Hey, you be swimming around in your seat. The word of Yahweh. That's what it do for you. You pop that book on them real good, you'll see if the head will be turned all around like ecstasy. That's what happens when you pop that word. Sister K, you got something? Come on, Sister K.
Yep. The book of John, 2 John, is going to be first chapter.
What you got, Sister K?
1-8.
You got something one down in verse 8, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, bring it out.
Wait.
You got 2 John, chapter 1, 1 down to verse 8, right?
Okay,
let's find what you're working with. My grandson, he's struggling. That my grandson finds he can keep that what y'all talking about. And he said next week he'd be here ready to go. He said he might even have friends on next week. Well, the table sitting over there waiting on you, waiting to hear that. That's right.
Chapter 1, 1-8.
Have him out. Come on, Captain. Fuck with him, Captain.
Second John, chapter 1, verse 1-8. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth.
Mm.
Verse number 2. For the truth's sake, which dwells in us and shall be with us forever. Verse 3. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from Yahweh, our Yahweh, and from Yahweh the Son of the Father, in the truth and in love. I rejoice, verse number 4, I rejoice greatly that I found of the children walking in truth as we have received sore instruction from the Father.
Where you get your information from?
The Father.
Where the Father get it from? The Father get it from the elders. Fathers get it from the elders. Then you got to read Captain 32 verse 7. Then you got to read that.
Yeah.
Then you just got to read that. Right. So go ahead. Keep painting that picture.
Verse number 5. And now I beseech thee, ladies, not as though I wrote a new Torah instruction unto thee.
So I ain't wrote nothing new to you.
But that which we had from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
That we love one another.
Right.
Verse number 6. And this is love. That we walk after his Torah instruction.
Oh, so what is love?
Torah instruction.
Walking after what?
Torah instruction.
You hear that, grandson? So now, do you love me? Okay.
This Torah instruction that as ye have heard from the beginning.
Oh, so
you can walk in.
You can walk in what you heard in the beginning. Beginning is what? The first 5 books.
Yeah.
So make sure you understand you got to keep the first 5 books to have the Almighty's love.
Verse number 7.
What?
For many deceivers are entered into the
world. Many deceivers. And they are novice. They are always trying to make themselves a name.
Who confess not that Yahweh's Son is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an anti-Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrote, but that we receive a full reward.
Mm-hmm. Back to Brother T. Israel. All right. You got a whole lot of good precepts in there. So, I mean, you dropped some powerful stuff down there. Okay.
No case.
Yeah, okay. That's good stuff. So, come on, brother T.
All right. Okay. When you read that Hebrews 4:12, Yahweh's word powerful, quick to his sword. Here's an example of this. We go on to Proverbs 16, verse 1. Big general, Brother Joel.
Hallelujah.
Well. Proverbs 16, verse 1.
Come on, grandson, be writing this stuff down now, because I'm about to check you out.
16.
I'm about to check you out, that paper. Write it down, 16, grandson. That's some personal time.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The preparation of the heart.
The heart is the mind.
And
mind. Heals the mind.
In man. And the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh.
Yahweh will have things come out by saying, oh, did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example right there. You just, I'll say.
Go to 24:1-2 there, Big General. Pick the same 24 chapter 1 and 2. Since that's on tape, do 24:1-2 behind that.
Proverbs 24?
Yeah, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
1 and 2. Verse 1. Be not thou envious against evil men.
Right.
Neither desire to be with them.
You see, oh, well, don't worry about a evil person, and don't desire to be with them. Don't go out your way to be with an evil person. You hear that, my grandson? You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Grandson, you hear me?
Yeah, I
hear. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Two.
Well, their heart study destruction, and their lips talk of mischief.
No, read it again.
Well, their heart study destruction.
The heart means the mind.
Their mind.
They mind. What do they mind do?
Study destruction.
They mind study some kind of way to trap you up. Always they try to figure out a way, I heard something. They come with a perception or even listening just to have an aha, I got you now. That's a mindset. You got to watch their mindset. They ain't come to learn nothing. They already got their mindset already. They're trying to catch you in something. Read that again, Big General.
Well, their mind studies destruction.
Is that the right word? Is that the right word, that brother?
Yeah, for their mind study destruction. Yeah,
they mind. They mind do what?
Study destruction.
They mind. So you might be around somebody like that. They mind study destruction. They always trying to catch you in something because they don't understand. Huh? Red.
And their lips talk of mixed.
And they always is a backbiter, a murmur, and a complainer. They're backbiter, murmur, and a complainer. But is a pimping on that? Mother D.F. Israel, according to we can read in 1 Corinthians 10:10. Did Yahweh write about a penalty for being a murmur, a backbite, and a complaint?
Yeah.
Is it a penalty that we can read in 1 Corinthians 10:10? If you a murmur, a backbiter, or a complainer, is it anything written that we can read in 1 Corinthians 10:10?
Yeah.
Come on, Mother D.F. Israel.
1 Corinthians 10:10.
Mm-hmm.
Neither murmur you. As some of them also murmured.
Don't be a murmur now.
And were destroyed.
And they were what?
Destroyed.
So sooner or later, being a murmur, backbiter, and a complainer, you're going to be what?
Destroyed.
Back to Brother Key Israel.
Of the destroyer.
That means Yahweh himself is going to deliver you up. If that's the spirit you got, be it a murmur, backbiter, and a complainer, Yahweh said, I'm going to personally deliver you up. Now, where are you going to do that we can read? Where are you going to do that we can read? What can we actually read him doing that Captain Harrison, what can we just go and read where he going to deliver you up?
Yeah.
What verse can we just go in the Bible and just read it so we can be clear that if that's our way, this is our end? The 19th chapter of Luke, verse 27, bring it. Captain Brother Earth, 19:27. Let's see, can we read exactly what's going to happen in red that we can read?
Luke 19:27.
Listen, grandson. Listen real good, grandson. This is what's going to happen.
Luke 19:27.
What it say?
What it read?
What it read?
They did eat.
No, you ain't reading on 19:27.
Oh, 19:27. Luke 19:27.
Listen, grandson.
For those my enemies.
Those that's my enemy.
Which would not that I should reign over
you
them.
You don't want me. You don't want to rule. You don't want to do Torah and stuff. I want to do the part I like. Go ahead.
Bring here and slay them before me.
Bring them here. Bring them all before me. Bring them all. They don't want to do the spring. Don't want to keep the feast day. Don't want to keep the Sabbath day. Had cop. He said, bring them all before me at a point in time and do what?
Lay down before me.
Back to both T and Red.
Another hit on that. For that Luke 19:27. There's another example of that. Enoch. Another example of that in Enoch. Let's see what else. For the first Enoch. Yeah, first Enoch. Let me see. I think it's
ninety-eight, one through twelve. Captain, Brother Irvin, bring it. 98:1-12. First Enoch, 98:1-12. Bring it.
First Enoch.
98:1-12. Matter of fact, just get down to verse 8. Just take it to verse number 7-12.
Enoch,
7-12.
Take it
over there. Enoch, first book of Enoch.
98:7-12.
Listen good. Bring from the text,
guys. Chapter 98:7-12.
What it say?
And do not think in your spirit, nor say in your mind, that you do not know, and that you do not see, that every transgression or sin is recorded every day in heaven.
You hear the man say, hey, grandson, listen real good what he said. He said, don't think that you're getting away with anything. He said, everything you do is already recorded in heaven. Yeah. Everything that you do is recorded in heaven.
Every day.
Well, hold that point. Every day. Hey, yeah. Big Jenner, give me a 12:48 of St. John. Big Jenner, yeah. 12:48 of St. John. He said, don't think that you can have cocked this thing, be a murmur or backed by the complainer, don't wear no fringes, don't keep no Sabbath days, always got a, I don't understand this and I don't understand that. Listen to me say in 12:48. Big Jenner.
St. John 12:48.
Yeah, bring it out.
He that rejected me and received not my word have one that judges him.
God.
The word that I have spoken the same shall judge him in the last day.
What's going to judge you in the last day?
The word.
Is what's going to judge. What you read now, what we read now is what's going to judge you in the last day. This is what's going to judge you in the last day. What you hear coming out of Boston.
The truth is a lie.
It's going to judge you in the last day. Is that the man just said?
Yeah.
It's what's going to judge you. What you hear right now. Well, can't nobody judge. This what's going to judge you, the word. Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
Where we at now? What was we at?
Come on. First Enoch, chapter 98, verse 7 through 12.
Yeah, bring it.
And do not think in your spirit, nor say in your mind, that you do not know,
mm-hmm.
that you do not see, that every sin is recorded every day in
heaven, the presence of the Most High.
Everything you do is what?
Recorded.
Where?
Every day.
Where?
In heaven.
They every, so all what you're doing is recorded every day in heaven.
Yeah.
Is that what a man's saying?
Yeah.
You think you can, hold that point. Okay. What it says in the 12th chapter, the last two verses of Ecclesiastes 12. What do it say in chapter 12, the last two verses? Now, Hook, I'm getting nervous. Hook, get it to me. I'm getting nervous.
You say the last chapter?
Yeah, the 12th chapter, the last two verses. What is that, 13 and 14?
Chapter 12, verses 13 and 14.
Okay, what do it say?
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Let us hear the conclusion. Listen, grandson.
Fear Yahweh. And keep his Torah instruction.
And keep his Torah instruction. Glory.
For this is the whole duty of man.
This is the whole duty of man and woman.
And woman.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14.
What's that?
For Yahweh shall bring every work into judgment.
He's going to bring how many works?
Every work.
Every work is going to be brought to judgment.
With every secret thing.
Everything you did in the park, in the dark, behind the tree, in the van.
Whether it's good. Or whether it's evil. It will be whether it is good or whether it be evil.
So whatever you on did, whatever way you on bumming around with this man, he said, I'm going to bring everything on the table and lay before you. Every move you on made, when you kick against what the man saying in his Bible, I'm going to get you for it. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
Come on back there. Come on back, Al.
First Enoch, chapter 98, verse 8. From now on, you know that all your wrongdoing that you do will be written down.
Yeah, all your wrongdoing. How much can be written down?
Written down every day.
Every day. Everything you're doing is written down. How many days?
Until the day of your death.
Until the day of your destruction, your death. Go ahead.
Verse 9.
What it say?
Woe to you. You fool.
What they call you?
You fool.
So when you're not doing this, man ain't got written this Bible, you what?
A fool.
Go ahead, read.
But through your folly.
Through your folly.
You shall perish.
You gonna do what?
Perish.
The man say, I'm gonna kill you.
You do not listen.
If you don't do what?
You do not listen.
What is it? Well, he's going to tell you who to listen to right now.
To the wise.
Ain't that something? The wise are those that know the Torah instruction. Is that right?
Yeah.
So if you got a problem with the one that do a Torah instruction, he just bit you. Go ahead.
So no good will come to you against the wise.
There's no good going to come to you. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
And so.
What?
And now know you that you are prepared for the day of destruction.
You are prepared for the day of destruction.
Therefore, do not hope to live.
You don't even hope to live. Just go ahead and just walk on your head. Just go ahead and walk on your head. Don't even hope to live.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
What does he say?
You sinners or transgressors.
Go ahead.
But you shall depart and die.
You'll do what?
Depart and die.
You ain't fighting to happen all this kind of talk. Won't happen to you.
Yeah, yeah. But there will be no ransom for you.
It will be no ransom for you.
Because you are prepared for the day of great judgment.
You prepared for the day of what kind of judgment?
Great judgment.
Great judgment. Go ahead and read.
For the day of tribulation.
Tribulation.
Shame for your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
What?
Woe to you.
Woe to you.
You obstinate.
Yeah.
Lying,
uh-huh.
Who work wickedness.
Wickedness.
Blood.
Yeah.
Whether you have good things to eat and to drink and to be filled.
Yeah.
All the good things which Yahweh the Most High has placed in abundance on earth.
And what good thing he placed in you was Torah keeping.
Yeah.
That what he placed before you. Five books. Keep my Torah instructions. That's the best gift you got to keep Torah instructions.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Therefore you shall have no peace.
You have no what?
No peace.
That's why you're all over the place. Eyes in a corner of your head everywhere. Your head turned all around in your back. Good.
Verse 12.
What?
Woe to you who love the deeds of unrighteousness.
And you got some love the deeds. Can't wait to get a telephone. And I heard, guess what was going on? I can't wait to get the telephone and tell them out. Good.
Wherefore do you hope for good for yourself?
Uh-huh.
You know that you shall be delivered into the hands of the righteous.
The righteous gonna get you?
Yeah, why?
The righteous is the Torah keeper. We ones gonna get don't get you. He gonna give us that power. And brother, y'all got read that earlier over there in Revelation. We read earlier, the righteous one is gonna get this power to deliver you up. Give me one more verse, Moses. St. John 9:41, then we lay back in the wing and see what else. We're gonna be riding shotgun. Hey grandson, I want you to be able to do something, grandson. I'm gonna be proud of you when I hear you pop some Bible. 9:41, what it say? What it say?
John 9:41.
Yahweh said unto them.
If you were blind,
if you didn't hear none of this message that's on the tape, you ain't heard nothing. I didn't hear nothing. Go ahead.
Blind, ye shall have no sin.
So you ain't got no sin. If we ain't told you nothing, should the Bible say, you ain't got no sin.
But now he said, receive.
But you say, I see what he just got to read.
Therefore, your sin remains.
Now your sin remains. Now, Yahweh, I'm turning the clock on you. Now you know what the man's saying about his feast days, cleanses, and everything else, and you ignoring all that. He said, now the clock starts on you. Now it starts on you right now. And matter of fact, he says, big gentleman, 5:14 in St. John, what do you say? Now your clock, I know about grand princes. I know about keeping the Sabbath day. I know about the feast day. I know about 1:9:1 accord. But you don't do it. So you say, guess what? The clock starts ticking on you then. 5:14, big general bring it.
St. John 5:14.
You what it say?
After Yahweh findeth him in the temple.
And you're supposed to always find the doors well.
In the temple.
So you're supposed to always find the doors in the temple. Why so? Precept that. What do we precept that as, Captain? Why so important to get to the temple? Why so that we can read? Why so it's so important to get to the temple?
Yeah.
Why is it so important to not get, I'm going to crank up my internet. Why is it so important to get to the temple? Is there anything we can read? What can we read? And some, help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel. Help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What is so important to get to the temple? Let's see if you can find out why is it so important to get to one of the six anointed camps that we can read. What can we read? And we'll give you a clue. David said it. David, the king of Israel, and when he waking back up, he will be the king of Israel. Now, what can we read? What is so important to get to the temple? Now, if you is better than David. 7:3:17, who's going to get it to me?
Brother
Yahweh Israel. 7:3:17. Bring it out, Cap. What's so important about getting to the temple? What is so important about rain, sleet, or snow getting to the temple? What is so important about it? 7:3:17, that we can read.
73:17. Until I went into the temple of Yahweh.
What?
He understood I therein.
Oh, you got to get to the temple to understand what? You can understand the end. So David made sure he got to the temple. Because all that, listen on the internet, those all out in Africa, you ain't got no choice in land of ham. But those that were just 70 miles, if you're not in one of them six anointed camps, you're just wasting your time.
What about Psalm 19:7?
Well, bring it out.
Psalm 19:7.
That's all I'm talking about being perfect, but go ahead. If you want to tie that in with that, go ahead.
Torah of Yahweh is perfect.
That's right.
Testimony of Yahweh sure making wise and simple.
That's right. Now, why are we coming from this to get here anyway? What person were we holding? When you hold some Big gentleman, you holding
something?
Why are we here anyway? What was the reason we're here? Okay, that's why we're here. Okay, read that again, why are we here?
John 5:14.
No, what you just, 5:14. Okay, why are we here? Let's see why we're here.
Afterward,
Yahweh
findeth him in the temple.
So Yahweh will find you
In the temple.
Go ahead and read.
And said unto him.
And then the walls of the temple are going to look at him eyeball to eyeball and say what?
Behold,
look.
There I made whole.
Now you've been made whole by making the temple. You've been made whole now.
Sin no more.
What?
Sin no more.
Go ahead and read.
Least a worse thing coming to thee.
What?
Least a worse thing coming to thee.
That means when you ignore what Yahweh is saying, what's going to happen to you after that point when you say you know? What? Where did you say it? Back to Brother T. Israel.
All right. They say no more. That's the worst thing come up on
you. Warning. But who's saying that warning?
I'm going to Proverbs.
Okay, well, since you said that, read Titus. Titus 1, verse 2, since you said that. Since you said that, Titus 1, verse 2, read that. Since you said you don't want that enough. 1, verse 2,
chapter
1. Titus
1,
verse
2. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. And hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
You mean you got what on the line?
Eternal life.
So, you bumming around with eternal life. When you hear the word of Yahweh and you ignore the word of Yahweh and he's not lying what he's saying, you ain't got nothing coming. The only thing you're supposed to wait for is what that we can read. What can we read that we can read? Read a big deal. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Through the title called Hebrews 22. Let's go to the 10th chapter, figure verse 22. Hebrew. Let me show you. Hey, grandson, pay attention. Pay attention, old grandson. You write it down.
What
my grandson doing? You write it down.
10th chapter, verse 22.
Yeah, look at him. He's talking like an 18-wheeler in a garage somewhere, huh? Okay, now where we at?
Hebrews 10.
Let me show what he got written behind this thing. Verse 22. Come on.
Let us draw near with the truth.
Uh-huh.
True heart.
You got to have a true mind. You got to have a true mind. You got to have a true mind. Yeah. Come on, big general.
In full assurance of faith, having our minds
set. And the faith that is coming on the word.
Having our minds sprinkled from evil.
See, and the Bible will take your mind away from what kind of way?
Evil.
See, this will here beat the meanness out of you. If you get in this Bible right here, it'll beat the meanness out of you. Hey, grandson, this book will beat the meanness out of you if you know how to precept it. It'll let you know that ain't gonna cut it in the eyes of y'all. Well, I better straighten myself up. Go ahead.
And our bodies washed with pure water.
You got what kind of water?
Pure.
Go ahead, read.
23.
What?
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without warning.
Wavering. Don't be wavering about this thing.
Wavering.
You know what the man is saying? You know what the man said? It's Saturday, but some go out on Friday, some go out on Saturday. Don't waver about that. We don't waver about the Saturday. We take care of that business at the temple. Go ahead and read.
Well, he is faithful to that promise.
He's faithful to that promise. He promised you eternal life into the kingdom if you do what I got written in his book. Go ahead and read.
24.
What?
And let us consider one another.
Consider one another. Hey.
To provoke unto love and good works.
And when you can provoke somebody, to provoke them to what kind of way?
Love.
And what?
Good work.
You know, don't be an agitator, a murmur, a backbiter, complainer. I'm always trying to throw a rick in something. Why don't you be a what? Read it again.
Let us consider one another.
Yeah, consider one another.
To provoke unto love.
Love.
Unto good work.
And love bring what?
Good work.
Go ahead and read.
25. Not forsaking the assembly.
And you don't forsake the assembly. You know, well, I'm going to turn my internet on, go right back at the internet. No, don't do that. Because you ought to mess yourself up. Greg.
The assembling of ourselves together as the manner of...
You got to assemble yourself. What kind of way?
Together.
Go ahead.
As the manner of some is, but...
And then when you come together, you do what?
Exert.
No, backbite one another.
No,
you exalt one another. You find what brothers and sisters we get and build them up with that.
Yeah.
Me and what that, build them up. Find what that, build them up. Huh? Go ahead, read.
And so much more as you see the day approach.
You see the thing is coming to an end. You can tell that. This thing coming to an end.
That's right.
You can't even go book it down no more. You see that? Anybody grandson? Go ahead.
26.
What?
Well, if we sin willfully.
But wait a minute, but if you sin willfully, I know I'm gonna keep the Sabbath day. Oh, I know I'm gonna wear fringes. Oh, I know I'm supposed to be at some feast day. I know it. Go ahead.
After that we have received the knowledge of the truth.
And you know the truth.
There remaining no more sacrifices for sin.
So otherwise, you don't ran your course. Now what you got coming? Now here you go right here.
27.
What?
But a certain filth was looking for the judgment and fiery indignation.
And that means just look for the lake of fire. That's all you got coming. Yeah. Gonna be dashed with some bunch of lake of fire. Right. You gonna willfully ignore all the words that you hear from this book. Because you got a puffed up spirit. Because all you wait on is the lake of fire. That's all you got coming. Back to Brother T. Israel.
All right. Remember he said, sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. There go example right here. We're going to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Brother Joel, the big general. Give me 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, pick it up at verse 19. Second Peter chapter 2, pick up at verse 19.
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19.
Yes, verse 19. The
22. 19 to 22. 19. While they promised them liberty.
That means freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah, that's liberty meaning freedom. Go ahead.
They themselves are the servants of corruption.
So you become that servants of corruption. Go ahead.
For of whom a man is overcome of the same is he bought in bondage.
Mean in the mindset, you're broken bondage now. It's another level of it in the mind. Once long, you're going back to what you was doing before. Go ahead. Before you came. Go ahead.
For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of Yahuwah and Savior Yahuwah
the Son,
they are again entertained therein and overcome the latter and end is worse with them than the beginning.
So it's even worse on you now. Once you don't learn this, so it's gonna be even worse on you.
Mm.
Go ahead.
22, 21. For it had been better for them not to have known.
You be not even supposed to pick this book up.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Known the way of the righteous.
Way of righteousness means Torah keeping.
Yeah.
The foundation, the heavenly tablet. Go ahead.
Then after they have known it.
Remember we read in Hebrews 10:22. Once you know the matter of that, go ahead.
To turn from the holy commandment, from the righteous commandment.
Righteous Torah instruction, go ahead.
Instruction delivered unto them. 22. But it happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned into his own vomit.
What? What dog you when you're battling the same?
Dog.
put some check on that, Big John.
No.
Will he call you when you're back from this thing here?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. I can't hear nothing now. Everybody's not quiet now.
A dog.
Know what he call you?
Tell you a dog.
When you're back from this thing. Once you know this thing here and you're back from this thing here, you're what?
No.
Well, you know we got a precept that day.
Yeah.
Now, who gonna precept that? Now, who gonna precept that we can read?
About the dog. That's
now, who gonna precept that? Now, once you precept that, grandson, then that's the end of it. Now, what can you precept that what we just got through saying? Let's go, Captain, Brother Irvin. Let's go to 22:14. Let's see if we precept that and find out. Remember the word dog.
Yeah.
He said, when you bag up in this thing, you are what?
Dog.
Now, let's see if we precept that. Now, John is writing the end time prophecy.
Yeah.
This is called end time prophecy. We're going 22:14. Let's see, can we we'll make it 21:14, right? Which one I need, brother? Y'all got it. 21:14. All right, grandson. He hit his last verse out for you. Well, you got it. Well, you got it now.
22:15.
Next verse. Yeah, I gotta show my homeboy Dan.
What book?
Okay. What we read?
Revelation 14.
I know my back read verse 11. Walk on down to it in verse 11.
Okay.
Hey, Pick up verse 11. Because he let him make it plain. Let's walk into this thing at verse 11. We're gonna walk into it at verse 11. Listen to conversation in verse 11. Who reading that? The captain.
Revelation 22.
We'll make it, is it 21:11? Which one is it? 22. You'll make it 22:11. Try that first. Let me see what happens.
Revelation 22:11.
Remember, we're trying to link up this dog, right? We're trying to see what the end time prophecy said. 1:17-19 and 4:1 is end time prophecy. You said if you're back with this thing, you a dog. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
Now, let's go to, 22:11, and let's watch the end time prophecy of this. 22:11, what it say?
Revelation chapter
22,
verse 11.
Listen, God.
He that is unjust.
If you unjust,
let him be unjust still.
Be unjust still.
And he which is filthy.
If you filthy,
let him be filthy still.
Stay that way.
And he that is righteous.
If you righteous,
let him be righteous.
Stay that way.
Yeah. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
If be righteous still. If you're righteous, be righteous still. Right.
Verse 12, and behold, I come quickly.
Yahweh say I'm coming. What kind of way?
Quickly.
Read.
And my reward is with me.
And when I come, what you gonna get?
My reward.
So ain't nobody got the reward already. So when you hear them preachers tell you about somebody already is high in the sky and bye. You know reward yet. He gonna come down with the reward. Ain't nobody got no reward looking down on you right now. Ain't none of that going on. Right. Ain't no reward yet. He said, I'm going to bring the reward with him. Is that what we read?
Uh-huh.
What does he say?
To give every man according as his work shall be.
I'm going to give to every man and woman according to their what?
Work. According to their work.
According to your work.
I am the beginning and the end.
I am the beginning. And I am the end.
The first and the last.
And I'm the first and the last. So I'm the one starting the thing, and I'm the one going to complete this thing. Matter of fact, read me a precept on that, Sister K. Give me a second as 6:6. I need a precept on that. I'm the one starting this thing, and I'm going to complete this thing. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Let's precept that to 2 Ezra 6, verse 6. Let's precept that to the case.
6, verse 6.
What it say?
Then did I consider these things.
And
they
all were made through me.
He said everything was made through me. I'm Yahweh the Son. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. All these things was made by me.
And
yeah.
To none other.
And to none other.
By me also they shall be ended.
So who gonna end this thing?
Yahweh the Son.
So now, what is he saying in 7:57 in the same book? Sister K, what is he saying in 7:57 in the same book? Look at this thing. Now, he's going to put it on your mind. He's going to put it on your mind if you listen to him. What did he say on your mind?
Then answered he me.
What?
And said.
What did he say?
This is the condition of the battle.
This is the Torah instruction is the condition of the battle.
Yeah.
If you ain't got, this is the condition. If you won't get the way you got to get, you got to keep this. This is the condition of the battle, the Torah instruction.
Yeah.
Which man that is born unto the earth shall fight.
You see that? This is the condition of the battle, is the Torah instruction.
Right.
So you got to weigh yourself up. If I'm keeping the Torah instruction, this is the condition of the battle. This is it. If you ain't got this, you ain't got nothing coming.
Right.
All you waiting on is the fact. And they're going to burn you good.
James 1:20.
Now, where we at? What was that pop at? Who was reading? What was that pop on? Come on.
Revelation.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Cap.
Revelation 14.
Come on, Cap. We get caught in the lesson, Cap. Come on.
Revelation 22. Okay, Revelation 22:11.
You read that already.
Oh, verse.
Yeah.
How on 14?
Yeah, 14.
Revelation 22:14.
What does it say?
Blessed are they that do his Torah instruction.
Oh, wait a minute. Blessed if you do what?
Torah instruction.
So blessing is not a blood with you.
No.
See, you got a brother be teaching a law, but teaching blessing is a blood rich.
Yeah.
Blessing if you do what?
Torah instruction.
Glory.
That they may have right to the tree of
life. So if you ain't got the Torah instruction, you ain't got no what?
No right to
you,
the tree
that
of
mean,
life.
That mean you just sitting there and judge saying you ain't got no case.
Yeah,
when you come up, you're going straight to the jail. You ain't got no appeal or nothing. You ain't got no appeal, you got nothing. When I call your name, it's when you get up and they're going to take you straight on the back and just turn the key on you. Right? The only thing you got to work with is the what?
Torah instruction.
That's it. So if you ain't got that, you ain't got nothing coming.
Yeah.
That's what we're reading.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what does it say?
Verse, and may enter in through the gate into the city.
And in these gates, who got the first shot of these gates that we can read?
Yeah.
Now, who can read the gates that he's talking about?
Yeah, right.
Now, what we can read that are in time prophecy? That we can read. How about the 22nd chapter? How about the 22nd chapter? Let's find out about the gate. Because everybody got to get in these gates. Sister John, let's pull out these gates in Revelation. Let's pull out these gates way over in Revelation. Let's find out about these gates. And let's find out all this other stuff you tied off into. Is Bantu going to get you in? Whatever word it is,
Congo.
If Congo gonna get you in and all that, let's see what gonna get you in. Being a Christian gonna get you in, Muslim. Let's see what gonna get you through these gates and who these gates is for that we can read. What about 22? Okay, well give me 3:10. Give me warmed up, Sister Jones.
Revelation 3:10.
21:3. Give me 21:3-10. Give me 21:3-10. Then let's get down to verse 12-14.
Revelation 21.
Pick up a verse. Pick it up. Yeah.
Okay, Revelation 21:3-10.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying. Behold, the temple of the
Yahweh
is with me.
Oh, so the temple of the Yahweh is going to come down and be with this man. You ain't going up to it. It's coming down to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And he will dwell with them.
And he's going to dwell with them.
They shall be his people.
And they're going to be his people.
And the Yahuwah himself shall be with them.
And Yahuwah going to be with them. Verse 10.
And he carried me away in the spirit.
He carried me away in the spirit.
To a great and high mountain.
To a great and high mountain.
And showed me.
Showed him what?
That great city.
That great city.
That righteous
Yahdah
Judah.
That righteous Yahdah Judah.
Descending out of heaven.
And what is he doing?
Descending.
You're not going up to it. It's coming down to you.
You.
Yeah.
Yahuwah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
So, get down to verse Yeah, well, I ain't forgot about that. I won't finish this up. I don't know about these gates real quick. Now, let's get down to where we at. About the gates.
Verse
12. Verse
12. Yeah.
So, John, verse
12. Revelation chapter 21, verse 12.
What it say?
It had a wall great and high.
He had a wall great and high.
And it had 12 gates.
It had 12 gates on it.
And at the gate, 12 ministering spirits.
And 12 ministering spirits was there.
And names written there.
And had the names written on the gates. Let's see, would the name be Bantu or
Congo?
Let's see what the name's going to be. When it's all said and done, what the name's going to be.
Which are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
It's the 12 tribes of Israel. Huh? The 12 tribes of Israel. So when it's all said and done, the 12 tribes, and what do it look like? What do it look like in 21 and 22?
Revelation 21, 22.
Right.
And I saw no temple therein.
Uh-huh. Verse 21.
Oh, sorry, I apologize. And the 12 gates.
So how many gates?
21, 21.
How many gates?
And the 12 gates.
So any of that other, ain't nobody else got nothing coming when you read the Bible, y'all. This thing is all about the 12 gates.
Or 12 pearls.
The 12 pearls.
Every several gate was of one pearl.
Yes.
And the street of the city was pure gold.
Oh, pure gold.
As it were transparent glass.
So you're not going up and away for all this. It's going to come down to you. Did that read?
Yeah.
Verse 22.
And I saw no temple therein.
Okay.
For the Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father.
Mm-hmm.
For the Yahuwah, the father almighty, and Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, are the temple of it.
And right. Now come back and read me one more verse. Who is all this for in verse 14?
Revelation 21, 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles, followers of
Yahuwah,
the son of
Yahuwah,
the father.
Mm-hmm. Well, give me verse 12. I need to find out, and I need me a good name on it. That's the name we try to get ourselves ready for.
Revelation 21:12.
Okay.
It had a wall great and high.
Right.
It had 12 gates.
12 gates.
And at the gates, 12 ministering spirits.
Okay.
And names were written thereon.
Okay.
Which are the names of the
12
tribes of the children of Israel.
You said all this whole Bible is about what?
12 tribes of the children of Israel.
That's what you folks got this Bible every time you read it. That's all it's about. Everybody's on the sideline looking at it. Come on. Now come on back. Yep.
Now back up
before you get to without. Come back to that verse again. Then walk into it.
Revelation 22, verse 14.
Listen real good.
Blessed are they that do his Torah instructions.
Blessed are they that do what?
That do the Torah instructions.
Yes, go ahead.
That they may have right to the tree of life.
Right to the tree of life.
And may enter in through the gate into the city.
Go ahead.
Verse 15.
Listen to that.
For without.
What?
Our dogs.
The one that it would not be in that meeting place, Yahuwah call you a what?
A dog.
Go ahead, read.
Sorcerer. Whoremonger.
Murderer.
Idolaters. And whosoever loves and makes a lie.
Uh-huh. So there, right there, that dog is. So if you don't don't make it in, Yahweh consider you as a what?
A dog.
The only way you gonna make it in, you got it's by your work. If you ain't got no work, you ain't got no paycheck. You don't act, you don't act Big Joe on the job line. Oh, you don't go in, you there on the paycheck line. You ain't do no work, did you? How you got a paycheck coming, you ain't got no work. So we all saying you got to put the hours in to get the paycheck. You know how to work on a job. So how you think you can have confidence and get the full paycheck? You won't get a full dose of the lake of fire. Come on back over to Brother King Israel. Come on.
All right, dog.
And remember, next Friday night is the feast day. Yahweh's feast day.
Wow.
The feast of dedication. He came 70 miles in the snow to keep it. Come on back.
All right. We had back in 2 Peter. All right, 2 Peter. Oh, we read it already. Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26. Brother Joel, the big general. Give me Proverbs 26.
All right, Jones, get ready to leave the tip. Let's get our closing statement out for Jones. What you got to say after Jones?
Give honor and praise to Yahweh.
Allow me
to have somewhere to come and learn about him.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on, brother.
All right, Proverbs 26, verse 11. Brother Joel, the big general.
26.
Yeah,
verse 11. Yes, sir. As a dog returneth to his vomit,
go ahead.
So a fool returneth to his folly.
So as a fool turned back to your folly, back to what you was doing.
That's right. You want to have cock your thing. It's like a what again?
Read that again.
As a dog returns to his vomit, mm-hmm.
a fool returns to his
vomit. Mm-hmm. But what did he say, the captain behind all that good talk in Baruch chapter 4? When you understand and say, what did he tell you to do in Baruch 4? Pick up verse 27 to just read to get our point. Pick up verse 4:27. Let's figure it out. So once you hear, you got all of this vision in your head, what is Yahweh saying you're supposed to do? Baruch chapter 4, verse 27. Baruch chapter 4, figure verse 27. With all this information, what are you supposed to do that we can read? 4:27.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 27.
What it say?
Chapter 4, right?
Yeah, figure verse 27.
Ruth chapter 4, verse 27. Be of good comfort.
Be of good comfort.
Hold my children. Cry unto Yahweh.
And do what?
Cry unto Yahweh.
So we will cry to him?
Yahweh.
Go ahead, read.
For he shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you.
So the reason you in the problem you're in now, you cry to Yahweh because what did Yahweh do?
He brought these things.
So what you got going on, Yahweh the one brought it on you. Go ahead.
Well, as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh.
You see, it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh. It was your mind to do that. You don't want to walk away from the covenant. You did it on your own. Go ahead.
So, being returned.
Now, once you return to Jesus, when it's time to come in your mind to return to Yahweh.
Seek him 10 times more.
You got to seek him what?
10 times more.
You got to be the first one in and the last one leaving in all the temples. You're going to be the first one at the doors and the last one to get about the door. You got to seek him what when your mind get right?
10 times more.
Read some more.
Verse 28.
What?
For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so be returned, seek him 10 times more. Verse 29.
What?
For he that has brought these plagues upon
you. Oh, so we ain't got to be picking to no nation. We supposed to pick it to who?
That's what.
So he wants y'all what?
Brought these things
The reason we in captivity because put it out there, brother T. Israel.
Yes,
it's like to do number 28.
Yeah.
28:47-50.
Deuteronomy chapter 28:47-50.
Listen to what he says. Listen to what he says here. Listen to the
game.
Listen good.
Deuteronomy chapter 28:47-50. Because you serve is not Yahuwah, your Yahuwah with joy for this.
You got to serve Yahuwah. What kind of way?
With joy.
You can't be having a backbiting spirit and always a debating spirit. You got to serve Yahuwah. What kind of way?
Joyfully. And with gladness of mind.
Gladness of mind.
For the abundance of all things.
Abundance of all things.
Yeah.
Good.
48.
What?
Therefore, so you serve your enemy.
Now, since you don't want to serve him the way he got it written, now you will serve who?
Your enemy.
Go ahead.
But Yahuwah should sin against you in hunger.
Who will send the enemy against you?
Yahuwah.
Ain't nobody was strong and got nothing to you. This is the hand of Yahuwah on you. This is the hand of Yahuwah on you. That's why all these pessimists on them. This is the hand of Yahuwah on you. Those out there in Africa now and laying a hand, one of our, while we in condition, we in our churches all falling down on our head and everything. It's the hand of Yahuwah on you.
That's right.
And he's going to send the last message to you to get right, and they're going to be born.
Of the true is alive.
Go ahead, read.
And hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in a want of all things.
And we want everything. We want everything. That's what I say got to offer, don't we?
And he should put a yoke of iron upon your neck.
What are you going to put? What are you going to put on our neck?
A yoke of iron.
Go ahead.
Upon your neck.
Go ahead.
Until he have destroyed you.
He have destroyed you so bad you don't even remember you Israel. You think you the people of the book and you are Bantus now. And what is the other word? What is the other word? Whatever the word is. Congo. You Congos now. You everything but what the book telling you the blessings in. What's the blessing in that we can read, Mother D. F. Israel? What blessing can we read? Number 6, 22:27.
Yeah.
What is the blessing? What's the name that the blessing is in? What's the name the blessing is in, Mother D. F. Israel? I don't got nervous now. I ain't get no reading.
Number.
I can't get no reading, Mother D. F. Israel.
Numbers chapter 6.
22-27.
When am I giving some little reading going on?
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22-27.
What it say?
Verse 22.
What it say?
And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying.
What he said to Moses?
Verse 23.
What?
Speak unto Aaron.
Speak unto Aaron.
To his son.
His son.
Stand on this wise.
His wise.
You shall bless the children of Israel.
This how you bless the children of Israel.
Stand unto them.
Say what?
Verse
24. What?
Yahuwah bless you.
Who bless you?
Yahuwah bless
you. Go ahead
and
read.
And keep you.
Who keep you?
Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
25.
What?
Yahuwah make his face shine upon you.
Yep.
And be gracious unto you.
He be gracious to you.
26.
What?
Yahuwah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Who give you peace?
Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel.
You put my name on the children of Israel.
And I will bless them.
So you got to put his name on the children of Israel. So you don't have Israel at the end of your name. You ain't got to what? Esau, nothing. You're not upon the blessing. At the end of your name, you tell them you Israel. Because now you walk with the blessing of Yahuwah. He recognized Israel. He don't recognize the names we got that we so proudly of having from slavery and everything else. But what he blessed is you at the end of your name is what name?
Israel.
Israel.
So at the end of your name, somebody asks you, who are you? Israel. Put the end of your name what?
Israel.
Then what you got coming? Then you got the blessing over you now. Now he recognizes sons and daughters. At the last of your name, put Israel. You ain't got to go put out no paper from none of the 17 nations. Yahuwah already told you I got it covered. Now, what we going to read there, Captain? Let's go to 44th chapter, pick up verse 1. What are we going to read all that at? Isaiah 44, pick up verse 1. We're going to read all that. Last 20 minutes.
Isaiah 44.
44, pick up verse 1. last 20 minutes.
Isaiah 44:1.
Started running down real good now.
Isaiah 44:1.
All right, brother, y'all got here real.
Yet now, hear, O Jacob, my servant.
O Jacob, who?
Israel. Whom I have chosen.
So who is the servant?
Israel,
his servant. So if anybody's talking any other things, no, Israel is serving according to his Bible. If you believe the Bible, that's who the servant will be talking. Israel. Go ahead. Come on, Cap.
Isaiah 44:2. Thus says Yahweh.
What did Yahweh say?
That made you.
Informed you.
But wait a minute.
What did he form you for to do that we can read? Could anybody in this Bible tell me in the class out of Camp Warren can tell me what did he form you to do that we can read? What did he form you to do that we can read? Huh? I give you a hint, the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. What did he form you to do? What is your duties he formed you to do? Huh? What can we read that he formed you to do in the 43rd chapter, verse 10, Sister K, and 21?
Isaiah
43.
Verse 10.
Isaiah 43,
verse
10 and 21. Last 15 minutes.
Isaiah chapter 43.
All right, brother, y'all got Israel.
Hallelujah.
Sing
unto
Yahweh.
A new song.
Wait, what do you read? You read verse 10?
Isaiah 43.
Yeah, 43:10.
Isaiah 43:10.
43:10. What it say? Isaiah 43:10. Come on, Sister Kate.
Isaiah 43:10.
Yes, 43:10.
You are my witness.
Oh, wait a minute. You are my witness.
You are my witness.
Go ahead.
Say Yahweh.
So who the Jehovah Witness is? The children of Israel. You mean you read over there in 44:1? But go ahead.
And my servant. Whom I have chosen.
The ones that they've chosen is the children of Israel. Go ahead.
That ye may know and believe me.
You got to know and believe me.
And understand that I am he.
And you got to understand that I am he.
Before me, there was no other.
Okay, good. Skip down to verse 21. Make it plain in verse 21.
43:21.
What it say?
This people have I formed.
The children of Israel is the this people I formed
for myself.
And what you supposed to be doing?
Show forth praise.
Show forth my praise. So what do we supposed to be doing?
Show forth his praise.
So you see what he's telling you? This is what you were formed to do. You were formed to show forth the praises of Yahweh. Huh? So if you ain't doing this, if you're not doing this, then you know what he said in 5:13-15. Read that, Mother E. Hey, Mother E. How about reading? What are we reading? Matthew 5:13-15. So if you're not showing forth his praise, then what are you doing?
Okay.
You are, if you're Israel, you were raised from the womb to do this job.
Yeah.
That is your duty.
Matthew 5:13-15.
Marie.
Matthew 5:13-15.
Yeah, what does it say?
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste,
he said, otherwise, if you don't do Yahweh's business when he got rid of you, good for what?
Nothing.
You ain't good for what?
Nothing.
Is that what it said, Mother E?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But to be cast out.
He said, all you good for to be is what?
Cast out.
Cast out.
And to be trodden
under foot. To be trodden up under foot.
On the
head.
You are the light of the world.
He said, you are the light of the world. So, you gonna do what he? You know, a little kid go to school kicking a tin can all down the school.
That's what you're good for if you ain't keeping Torah instructions and doing Yahweh's business. You just a little kid kicking a tin can down the road.
Yeah.
Huh? Go ahead and read, mother.
It's sitting that you sit on a hill and not
here. Right. You can't be here. You see, you on the news everywhere. You just don't know what it's talking about you. You everywhere on the news. Hemmed up, jacked up. Go ahead.
This is man like a devil, and
when you get this information, Big General, you gotta go. You gotta roll
right.
with it. You don't sit to the side and wait on the next Sabbath day. You roll with it. Put the head up at it. Get around the table. Let's get some word of Yahweh. Let's get something going on around here.
Yeah.
Huh? Go ahead.
But on the candlestick,
it gives light unto all that are in the temple. And you get light everywhere. You lay them books out and spread them books out in the pan. You get light all around the place, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What else you say?
15.
That's it. 15 good enough. Now, who was holding where we at? Where were we at? what was you holding there, Cap? Were you holding something? How we end up here anyway? Yeah. Oh, yeah, come on back, Cap. Cap, you get caught in the lesson, Cap. Come on back to that 44.
Isaiah.
44
what? Isaiah 43.
44.
Oh, Isaiah 44.
You getting caught in the lesson there, Cap. 44:1. Remember you read 44:1, did you? Remember you read it already.
I read
43:10. Now you read 44:1.
Okay.
Now you're in verse 2.
Okay, Isaiah 44, verse 2. You're right.
Last 10 minutes.
Thus says Yahweh that made thee and formed thee.
Thus says Yahweh that made you and formed thee. Now what he say to you?
Which will help you.
Who will help you?
Yahweh.
Yahweh will help you.
Fear not, O Israel.
Fear not, O Israel.
And thou, Jeshurun.
No name for Israel.
Whom I have chosen.
That's the only one that's been chosen to do his business. Now, once you know you're chosen, this is what's going to happen to you when you look at you. 3.
Verse 3.
What?
I will pour water upon him that is thirsty.
I'm going to pour the water on you
when
you want to thirsty for this information.
And floods upon the dry ground.
Floods upon the dry ground. Hit it out, brother G.
I will pour my spirit upon the needy. Upon your seed. I'm
going to pour this upon your seed.
And my blessing upon your offspring.
And again, the blessing is going to be on the offspring. Go ahead.
Verse 4.
What?
And they shall spring up as among the grass.
And you will spring up among the grass?
As willows by the water course.
Go ahead, read.
Verse
5.
What shall say?
What? Now, one don't say. Now, this is when we know you're sprung up. Listen to this, okay? This is when we know you're sprung up.
I am the Yahweh.
You recognize Yahweh.
And another shall call himself by the name of Israel.
And another call himself by the name of Jacob. Watch this now, Jacob.
And another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh. And surname himself by the name of Israel.
Oh, but then you will put that slavery name down and put what name in there?
Israel.
So at the last of your name, you'll put what?
Israel.
So whatever you want to call that name, but at the last of it, what do you supposed to say to the king?
Israel.
So when you get to run that name all across the board, the last lip will be what?
Israel.
Now who said all that in verse 6?
Isaiah 44, verse 6.
What?
Thus said Yahweh, the King of Israel.
King of Israel.
And his Redeemer.
Redeemer.
Yahweh of hosts.
Good.
I am the first.
I'm the first that told you that.
And I am the last.
I'm the last one to tell you that.
And beside me,
now what?
There is no Yahweh.
Precept there to 45. Verse number 4 and 5.
Isaiah 45, verse 4 and 5.
Listen good.
For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect,
yeah.
I have even called you by your name.
Now, your name is Israel, the last of it. Say it.
I have surnamed you.
Israel.
Though thou hast not known me.
You don't know this. We got to get out there to run them brothers out there over there in the Congo. Israel, not Bantu. Israel. 5.
Verse 5. I am Yahweh.
I'm Yahweh.
And there is none else.
Yes.
And there was no Yahweh beside me.
Mm-hmm.
I girded you.
Yeah.
Though you have not known me.
Read verse 4 again back to the broadkeeper the last 7 minutes.
For Isaiah 45, verse 4.
What?
But Jacob,
what?
My servant,
go ahead.
And Israel, my elect,
go ahead.
I have even called you by Yahweh.
So you got to use the name Israel. You want the blessing on the man, the last of your name, put the name Israel there. Put on the last of your name, put Israel there. Then Yahweh recognized his sons and his daughters.
Yeah.
Israel.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yahweh.
Come on, Brother T, last 6 minutes. Keep all eyeing right. Brother Yahweh Israel. 6 more minutes to go now.
Hey, Big Jenner, what it says in the book, 3 verse 9, the book of Sirach. That's why it's so important to understand 3 verse 9. Because it ain't going to work no other way than 3 verse 9 of Sirach. It ain't working no other way, Big General. It ain't working no other way than Sirach 3 verse 9. Back up with 3 verse 9.
Ecclesiastes.
And have me 32, 6, and 7. The captain. It ain't working no other way. I'll do the run. Back to back. Yeah, we'll have to
talk. 3 verse 9?
Yeah, 3 verse 9. What's so important about it? 3 9.
Right, 3 verse 9.
This got to be understood as plain as it's written.
For the blessings of the Father established,
yes,
in the houses of the children.
So who established the order and the blessings of the house?
The father.
So the Father got to step up. So you're holding back the blessings. Everybody got to come down here from his word. Because when the Father talks, what do we establish according to what we read?
Blessings.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
Read it again.
For the blessings of the Father established the house of the children.
You see what's going on? So the Father got to hear. So what's the order of it? Come on now.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 6.
And 7.
And 7.
Yes.
Do ye thus be quiet. That's why. O foolish people and unwise.
Yeah, foolish and unwise.
Yahweh Father that has bought thee.
Right.
Has he not made thee and established thee?
Yes, he has.
Remember the days of old.
You got to remember the days of old.
Consider the years of many generations.
Consider the days of many generations.
Ask your father.
You got to ask your who?
Your father.
You got to ask your father.
And he will show you.
And he going to show you.
Ask the elders.
Then when you get to the elders, they going to do what?
Ask the elders and they will tell
you. And they will tell you. So the buck stopped right there with the elders. They going to tell the fathers exactly how to get the mothers right and mothers get the children right. That's the protocol. One more verse by Brother T is read over to Brother Yachtai for the close. And testimony time is coming after that. So we'll got a long-winded testimony waiting. We're going to be all ears after Brother T wraps this up right here.
All right, dog. I'm going to Psalms 44. Psalms 44, verse 1. Now, we just read Deuteronomy 32, 6, and 7. All right, the big general. Psalms 44, verse 1. Yeah, Psalms 44.